This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 28th, 2024. All early indicators point to a successful 2024 ARRL field day. By Wednesday morning, nearly 2,200 entries had been received, with more arriving hourly. Social media has hundreds of photos and stories from the United States and across the world. And just a reminder, the deadline for entries is July 23rd, 2024. Check out the ARRL Field Day website for the latest updates and information. And this week's edition of the ARRL Letter has Field Day stories and pictures right up front. And ARRL Sierra Herop W5DX visited Field Day sites around New England and tells us that in spite of record heat and tornado-worn storms, folks had a great time.
Today's Field Day.
We're here at Zagre Farm in Colchester, Connecticut, doing a field day with the Southeastern Connecticut Amateur Radio Society.
Today is the happiest day of the year for most ham radio operators,
including Bob Nazar of W1RPQ.
Thanks for the Gulf Hotel.
I caught up with him in between sessions of working 40 phone.
CQ Field Day, CQ Field Day, CQ Field Day. This is Whiskey One Queen Victor.
It's a great opportunity to test out our gear and our ability to work in emergency conditions if we had to.
And it's a great opportunity to get people into ham radio or welcome them once they're here. Brett Livingston, KC1UZI, passed his tests the weekend before, and Field Day was his first immersion into his new hobby.
It's just, I liked seeing a lot of how these things actually function, because I jumped straight to general, but I have no experience.
And having a low-pressure place to sit and operate with fellow hams just for fun helped give him the confidence to go out and exercise his new license privileges. And ARRL Field Day also got him plugged into the ham community and people like Adam Strickland, KB1YUT.
Whiskey 1 Quebec Victor, CQ Field Day.
We got a little wet during a storm, but, sun's coming out and setting. Everyone's back on the air working their stations. We're just kicking back, relaxing, and playing a little radio.
Copy the 5 Alpha in Western New York, 73.
Sounds like a good field day to me. Sierra Herop, W5DX, Colchester, Connecticut.
There was Field Day with ham radios and Field Day with satellites. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now to talk about Satellite Field Day. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AmSat Field Day was a busy one this year. There was a lot of activity thanks to everyone trying to get their satellite bonus points. The good thing was that we had at least 6 FM satellites to choose from. This made it much easier to spread everyone out. Those FM satellites were AO91, the ISS, PO101, SO121, SO50, and one or two from the Tavel family. Over on the SSB-CW satellites, we had AO7, AO73, JO97, and RS44. TO108 was one of the maybe it'll work and maybe it will not. Thanks to David N9KT for helping me with this year's active satellite list. That makes 11 or 12 satellites to choose from, and if you were FM limited, there were at least 6 of them. I was busy with family stuff when Field Day started and did not get to play until the evening. That was a mistake, as the evening passes for me were not above 20 degrees, and due to my antenna location in the backyard, I require a pass greater than 20 degrees. Around 10:30 p.m. Central, there was a pass of JO97. It got a little bit higher, and I was able to make one contact. Our local club was happy for that one. Results are starting to arrive and get tabulated. If you submit your information to the ARRL, also consider submitting it for AMSAT Field Day if you made satellite contacts. Our submission form can be found at amsat.org. Click on Events, and then click on AMSAT Field Day on Satellites, where you will find a link to our rules and the submission form. Our deadline is the same as the ARRL. We like to have any comments you have about your site and things that happened, as well as pictures of your site, satellite setup, and whatever you think would be interesting about your day. I have been able to get almost all the pictures sent into the AMSAT Journal. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. The ARRL Club Grant application deadline is approaching. Now is the time to gather your club members and start thinking about how you can make your community a better place through amateur radio. And we have funding available to help. The ARRL Foundation is pleased to announce the return of the Club Grant Program for 2024. This is an opportunity for clubs to apply for grants of up to $25,000 to fund projects in their communities. With emphasis given to projects that are of a transformational nature, consider applying today to support a project or activity for which your club and community would benefit. Can your club create a plan to improve the community through education, recruiting, training, and promotion of amateur radio? This is for you if it is. The application period is now open and runs through Friday, July 26, 2024 at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Clubs across the country are encouraged to apply even if your club is not an ARRL-affiliated club or not a 501c3 organization. All are welcome to apply. Grant recipients will be required to share progress reports and updates with ARRL. Information about the Club Grant Program can be found at www.arrl.org/club-grant-program. ARRL has a new product to help radio amateurs get active and on the air. As Solar Cycle 25 continues to increase HF propagation on the upper bands, ARRL has partnered with the Italian antenna manufacturer Mamobeam to design a dual-band beam antenna to help take full advantage of the exciting opportunities for distant contacts. The ARRL dual-beam Mamoband 610 antenna is an easy-to-use antenna. With a small footprint and a big reach, the beam features a 10-meter Moxon 28 MHz and a 6-meter Yagi 50 MHz. At just over 10 pounds and with a turning radius of approximately 6.5 feet, the design is compact enough to fit places that otherwise wouldn't have space for a beam antenna. It comes with two sets of hardware for both permanent installation and portable use for temporary deployments like 2024 ARRL Field Day or park activations. The ARRL dual-band Mamobeam 610 antenna is ideal for technician-class operators to be able to work DX. This is a great first beam antenna for every ham, said ARRL Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Interbitson, NQ1R. If you've ever been intimidated by the prospect of owning a beam antenna, this one will allay your fears and give you a whole lot of fun. Radio clubs will want to add this beam to their deployment gear, as it's a great fit for field operating and special event stations. College radio clubs that don't have room for a large beam or other beam will enjoy adding this antenna for some gain on 6 and 10 meters. It is lightweight and can be turned with a simple TV rotor. The antenna debuted at the 2024 ARRL National Convention hosted by Dayton Hamvention in May. The first run sold out at the show, but ARRL has taken delivery of more units, and they are available now. You can read more about the new antenna and how to order it at ARRL.org. HamCon Zion 2024 is a new amateur radio convention and expo event that takes place July 12th to 13th in St. George, Utah. Presented by the Dixie Amateur Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club, the event will feature the 2024 ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention, the 2024 Young Ladies Radio Relay League 85th Anniversary Convention Celebration, and the RV Radio Network's 2024 Western Rally. Included will be presentations, workshops, and Gordon West, WB6NOA, author of popular books, classes, and audio courses that have been a mainstay of amateur radio licensing for over 40 years. ARRL is the new publisher of the Amateur Radio License Preparation Books and related resources authored by West. For more information, visit HamCon Zion 2024 or their Facebook site. Get ready for the 25th anniversary of Route 66 on the air. The 2024 event will start Saturday, September 7th and run until Sunday, September 15th. The event, sponsored by the Citrus Belt Amateur Radio Club, celebrates the Mother Road, U.S. Highway 66, which was established in 1926 and was the first major roadway improvement to link the West Coast with the nation's heartland. Joining the celebration for the 18th year will be the Barstow Amateur Radio Club with special event station W6E. There will be 21 1x1 special event stations along the route from Santa Monica, California to Chicago, Illinois. In 2023, there were 77 such stations, making a total of 623 contacts during the 9-day event. For more information and additional questions, email Route66OTA@yahoo.com. In radio sport this week, more great contests. On July 1st, the RAC Canada Day contest. That's CW and phone. Also on July 1st, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, CW. July 2nd, it's the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW. Also on July 2nd, Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that's phone. And also on July 2nd, the ZL Sprint, that's CW and phone. July 3rd, the VHF-UHF FT8 Activity Contest, FT8. And on July 4th and 5th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, that is CW. And remember, you can visit the ARRL Contest Calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on July 12th through the 13th. It's HamCon Zion sponsoring the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention. That'll be in St. George, Utah. July 13th, the SVARC Summer Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. That's in Minot, North Dakota. July 20th, the SEARC Tailgate Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL South Dakota State Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. August 3rd is the Kootenai Amateur Radio Society sponsoring the ARRL Idaho State Convention in Post Falls, Idaho. And on August 3rd, the Elkhart East Hamfest sponsoring the ARRL Central Division Convention. That's in Elkhart, Indiana. And you can search for ARRL Hamfest and Convention Database to find events in your area. And finally this week, a reminder that ARRL headquarters will be closed on Thursday, July 4th, 2024 for Independence Day. There won't be any W1AW code practice or bulletins that day. Next week, ARRL's letter will be published on July 3rd with ARRL Audio News on Friday, July 5th. Also this week, thanks to the Lake Simcoe Repeater Association in Lake Simcoe Region, Ontario, Canada, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.